Now, to our second composer who studied first with her mother, and there are many, of course, but I've just chosen two. Amy Cheney Beach, an American, was born in New Hampshire in 1867. At four, she played by ear any music she had heard and also composed her first pieces for the piano in her head and away from the instrument. 2 years later, she began piano lessons with her mother. She then studied successively with two German-trained pianists, the second a student of Franz Liszt. At 16, she made an eagerly awaited debut with a Boston orchestra. By the time she made her debut with the Boston Symphony Orchestra at the age of 18, the critics were calling her a master musician. Although Beach studied harmony and counterpoint briefly, she was advised by a friend, Wilhelm Gehrig, the conductor of the Boston Symphony, that she teach herself composition. Such a suggestion may have been influenced by public perceptions that men wrote out of their intellects, women out of their feelings, and that therefore women would not respond to training. Following that advice, Amy Cheney taught herself, and very well indeed, by studying scores of the masters, a little like Doreen Carwithin. To learn orchestration, she wrote down music she heard and then compared her version to the original. You can try that yourself sometime. The year of her debut with the Boston Symphony, she married the successful physician Dr. Henry Harris Aubrey Beach, who was slightly older than her own father. They agreed that she would concentrate on composition and limit her performing to an occasional recital, the proceeds of which would go to charity. Now, you could say that it was typical for women of her class to stop performing in public after marriage, an idea that doesn't set well in America today. But you could also say that this arrangement was in some ways ideal for a composer. In the next 25 years, Beach turned out a great many compositions, and her husband, a keen amateur musician, was an enthusiastic supporter of her work. After her husband's death in 1910, she returned to the concert stage, increased her compositional output, and contributed her efforts to organizations designed to improve conditions for women composers. Mrs. H.H.A. Beach, as she signed her compositions, wrote large-scale works as well as songs and piano pieces. We're going to hear a little group of piano pieces entitled Eskimos. The four pieces are Arctic Night, The Returning Hunter, Exiles, and With Dog Teams. Charlotte Mueller performs.